6666, Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 634X, American State Trials. In Mrs. Hirsch's office, she went down to her husband's office, and upon reaching it, she found a note. This is the note she gave me. The note is dated February 6th, 18. H.H., call me at Ivy 164 before you go home this p.m. without fail. Cook. She said her husband had gone to Rome that morning and would return about 7, and if he got that note, he would probably kill her and then go after Mr. Candler to kill him, or else would sue her for divorce. She was very much perturbed over it. I called Mr. Cook, asking him to come to the office, and took him back to the private office, where I called Mrs. Hirsch and my brother George. I stated, I represent Mr. Candler, and I want to talk with you. Mr. Cooper, I object to what Mr. Forrest Adair said. Of course, whatever the defendant said is admissible. I mean the defendant on trial. I am contending that what Mrs. Hirsch said is not admissible, but Your Honor has ruled against me. I object to what Mr. Adair said on that occasion. The Court. The whole conversation is admissible as part of the res geste. Everything that occurred between these three or four parties is admissible as a part of the whole transaction. Mr. Adair. Mr. Cook arose and said, I didn't know that this was what you wanted to talk to me about, or I should not have come. And he got up and started towards the door. With a nod of the head, he motioned to me, and I caught the hint and opened the door and went out with him, leaving George and Mrs. Hirsch in the room. When we got to the room adjacent to our general office, I said, Cook, what is it you want? What is it we are up against? And he said, I don't care to discuss this matter in her presence, nor do I care to discuss it with you. I will talk to old man Candler and nobody else. He said, I have just found out some things that shock me a great deal. He said, this is not her first offense. Her husband is one of the best friends I have ever had in my life, and Mr. Candler, like a good many others, is just an old bee. I won't talk to you about it. I will talk to him and nobody else. I told him if he wished to talk to Mr. Candler, I could probably arrange an appointment, and I would undertake to have Mr. Candler at my office the next morning at 8:30. He said if I would do that, he would come to my office when he found Mr. Candler there and would talk to him. He said, I will tell him what he has got to do. I said, why don't you tell me and let me communicate it to him? He said, no, I will tell him personally what he has got to do. Then he left the office, and I went back into the room where George Adair and Mrs. Hirsch were. I told Mrs. Hirsch I had arranged for this appointment in the morning between Mr. Candler and Mr. Cook. After that appointment was over, I would communicate with her and have her call me up. The next morning, Mr. Candler came to the office. I called Mr. Cook over the phone and told him Mr. Candler was in my office and we were ready for him to come over. He said that...